I stand with Angel and Camila. Are you potted up?
Positions.
Pot position?
Yeah, I'm about ready, folks.
Are you, do you have your topics in your back pocket?
Oh, you got all the topics,
buddy. You got your segues in your...
Oh, I have built-in segues. I come preloaded with segues.
Yeah, he does.
All right, let's top it.
What would you say if I said, I've been recording this entire time?
I would say, you liar. Now let's...
I'm dead ass.
Well, we're not starting. No.
So
no,
today
no.
We are as is. We are as we are.
God damn it. We talked about this earlier. We are doing cuts. We are doing edits.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us...
Start cursing and saying bad stuff right now.
No, we're not allowed to curse in the first 7 minutes.
You will be forced to edit.
Do you remember when we were kids and on the radio, there'd be like the edits for like fuck would be... Do like it backwards.
Yeah, they would distort it and play it backwards.
I miss those days, man. All right, I'll start for real though.
I don't.
Let me delete this.
No, don't.
All right.
You keep it.
Just, we're as we are. So you're with that?
No.
Just, all right, he's with it.
Just put a little... Nah, I haven't. Luckily. Could never be me. You know Ack is tripping balls right now.
Yeah, he's
now.
Going crazy right now.
You know Ack is screaming into a pillow right now.
I've been trying to stay off of screaming into a pillow.
So, Schmied.
Is that what you got that pillow over there for? In case I start going too hard on Dre? You're going to start screaming into it?
No, it's your pillow. I don't have it over here for some reason.
Oh, here's my pen. Where'd you put my pen?
I was accusing me of stealing this pen.
Sorry.
So, what's on the list? What do you got for us today? It's been a minute since we've synced back up here. And
I haven't signified the start of the podcast. You're already trying to segue into...
I've never even said we started. You never gave us an ad. You never gave us intro.
Should that be... that's what professional shows do, right? They'll be like, on today's episode...
They're just riffing, and then, yeah. And then out of nowhere,
they run through the sub-tees?
Yeah, they sort of sub-tee it up, and then they go... Well, that brings us to the top of today's episode, CJ.
Well, everyone's waiting. Everyone is waiting. The industry's at a standstill. Whose side are you on?
Kendrick or Drake? K-Dot or Drizzy?
This episode's actually going to be behind a paywall.
Is this a current event episode? Or?
Yeah, this is an emergency podcast right now.
Emergency drop?
Yeah, emergency drop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jay Bryson Podcast. It's episode 57, an emergency episode. Pew, I am pew, your host, pew, 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 pew. Jay Bryson, alongside Offworld CJ, and we're here for one reason.
What's that?
We're here to pick sides. The world is on fire right now. You know what? Veteran newsman. I am alongside veteran newsman, Offworld CJ.
Thank you.
Is who I will address you as.
And I'll take it from here, Jay. Thank you.
Please.
You know... Since I was young, I had a knack for being behind the camera. And when you give me a microphone, it's electrical. Damn it, cut that. But no, all jokes aside.
Literally, you were the first person. I think you sent me the YouTube of Kendrick, the Drake diss. And when I clicked on it, you're like, you said Kendrick responds like you were a newsman. And I clicked on it. And it was only 600 views, and it's Kendrick, you know? He's going to have...
It is Kendrick. It was legit, wasn't it?
You literally...
I'm on it.
...were like the first person to report that.
You don't know how many people I launched that out to, and I just said...
You
Kendrick's
did.
...Kendrick's response.
You honestly...
I sent that out to every mass group chat I'm a part of.
You're my respect for you as a newsman grew times 10. For real. Like, he's multifaceted.
I'm quick to report.
He's got the scoop.
I'm first on the scene. Right.
How did you do it? Do you have an inside source or you were just...
I'm so fucking tapped in. No, the truth is I follow so many rap pages on Instagram that my feed is just filled with the beef. So like the awesome. Minute that Kendrick posted, I just refreshed my feed and it's
I appreciated
bars
that.
By Rap TV. And that's literally,
that's my number one takeaway so far. I mean, of all of this, is my number one takeaway is CJ is is a newsman, and I will address him as such.
All right, I can get down with that. Yeah.
And sure. Should we
the weather though?
The weather?
Yeah.
What's tomorrow going to be like? As in this morning.
A little windy.
It's storming in Drake's world. I know that.
What's that?
It's storming in Drake's world. I know that.
What do you think's going on in Drake's world? I'll tell you what's going on in Drake's world. Drake has been over preparing, and he has like 5 or 6 disses probably already ready to go. And he was just like
picking,
fielding it out. Now that this has come, he probably has something nuclear. People are saying, people have been speculating, and I'm not, when I say people, I'm referring to the rap community online, whether it's IG, chat boards, you know, whatever. They're hinting that Drake does have this bomb of a diss track that he's supposed to be dropping next.
Do you think he was expecting this bomb from Kendrick?
Euphoria is awesome. Man,
we got to give a
brief it brought run. Me joy. This is the first out of the series. At first, I couldn't believe that like that even happened. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, shots fired. Clear shots are being fired. And then Drake came back with his diss push-ups, and I was like, all right, Drizzy's standing on business. That was genuinely more bars, a longer track. He did his thing. He went stupid. He did that AI creative shit. But KDOT.
What was your opinion quickly of push-ups when push-ups came out? What was your opinion of that as a diss track? Do you think it was, when you initially heard it, were you like, oh, Kendrick's got a, you know, he's got his work cut out for him? Did you think that this was going to be light work?
This is going to unleash a side of Kendrick that none of us have quite yet seen, but we all know is there.
Yeah.
And it got me excited.
I was surprised he said Kendrick's wife's name in it.
I love that Drake went there because it's going to make Kendrick that much more. Like, hey, pal, let's leave family out of it, pal.
I'm going to steal someone else's opinion.
We're not going to be so friendly.
Do you think I could steal someone or Skywalker's opinion? Yeah, I think you brought up a good point. He said that Drake made like a good song and Kendrick made like a diss track because Drake had a hook on it. There was like repeatable bars that you could hear that shit in like a club, you know?
Right. Exactly. No, I know what you mean. Drake is more of like the melodic, poppy.
You don't really hear hooks on diss tracks. That was new to me. But a lot of this is new, but I was just curious what your thoughts. When I first heard push-ups, I was like, okay, Kendrick, we need something hard because this is pretty good. This is pretty good. I was impressed with push-ups. There was good bars. I wanted to hear rap and Drake. So just to clarify, before we even really get into this, I thought that
push-ups were impressed with push-ups.
I thought it was great.
And listen, like it's not like we're jumping ship on either side here. This is a third-party perspective on the outside looking in at the rap beef that's going on right now. Neither of us are saying we're Team Drake or Team Kendrick. I will say this. I think Kendrick makes art. I think Drake makes don't get me wrong, Drake makes playable music that has replayability and he can pump out records. He has that formula of making songs that you can just play over and over. But as far as the culture is concerned, Kendrick matters more. I think Kendrick contributes more to the culture than Drake does.
Fuck yeah, without question. I'm on board with that. Maybe not, so to speak, in all of music.
I guess that's Endgame, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what is it for? If you are going to beef and take it to that level, it better not be for naught.
Yeah, this is, there's no coming back from this.
There is no coming back from this. There will be a winner crowned after this. It's not going to be, oh, no. It's bro swept him. No. It's not. Sorry. I see a great divide coming. I'm like a seer. I'm like a fucking fortune teller.
Like that. And fuck the game up.
The game is, there's going to be a shift in the game. Real rappers are going to start popping up. It's going to be a trend again. This beef is going to ignite, quite literally, changes to rap in itself. Subgenres of rap. What's popping on the underground? What's buzzing? Who's coming up? How are they coming up? Contracts. They're both exposing each other's contracts.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, everyone needs help from somebody at some point, and you sign on the dotted line, right? I think it's just funny to see people at that level who are that rich, like, clowning on each other for that type shit. I don't know. I'm just very entertained by this rap beef. It's something that we haven't seen in a long time, and I feel like we almost needed it because it's been a dead in the rap game.
The last time we had a
rap... We were just complaining at the Bryce's about... There ain't shit going on.
There, I mean, and we here we are.
Bam, here we are. And we were voting for Metro and everything. Little did we know he was brewing all that.
Yeah,
he
while we were doing the Bryce's.
Hate album.
Maybe he heard the Bryce's and he was like, all right, I gotta.
He did hear the Bryce's. He was like, if I got nommed and won a Bryce's.
I was gonna say.
Did you send him his Bryce's? I'm serious.
You're right. I gotta DM him. Jay? My bad, Matt.
Well, you can't.
My bad, boom.
Boom or doom?
Cliffy!
Kendrick's diss?
Euphoria! Boom or doom? What do you think, Big AJ?
A Jakey Big!
No, that's Big Justice. Oh, wait. I'm making... That's Big Justice!
Double jug.
You said double jug.
We sidetracked with boom or doom.
What do you think, Big Justice?
You should probably cut that.
Oh, no. We're letting it ride. We're letting everything fly.
I'm cool with
no
it.
No edits or cuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is 109.8. We are discussing the Kendrick and Drake beef. Whose side are you on? Whose side did you take? When will Drake respond? When will he make a mistake?
All this and more
on the Jay Bryson Podcast. Here's a question, and there's answer. What is the biggest rap beef we have had since Kendrick and Drake?
Drake and Pusha T.
I disagree.
MGK and and Eminem.
I still disagree. I was going to say Jay-Z and Nas. Just my quick side note.
Wait, since you said?
Yeah, I would say Jay-Z and Nas was bigger than Drake and Pusha.
And when was that?
Early 2000s.
So Drake and Pusha was after that, then.
I'm saying that Jay-Z and Nas was bigger than that.
Yeah, but you said...
I probably phrased it wrong.
You tossed me a little with that one. But however, I do get what you're saying. But I wasn't tuning in that much at that time.
I'm just saying, I think...
I was a little too young. I was like 7 at that time.
Even though Pusha T... I was young too. But even though Pusha T was, a big rapper, I'm just saying, we haven't seen like superstar versus superstar since that. I wanted to ask this too. I want to clarify, actually. The start of this Kendrick versus Drake shit would be... So Like That is not the start of it to me.
This has been brewing for a long time.
Right. Round one to me was Push Up by Drake. And then this song, Euphoria by Kendrick, concludes round one to me.
What about Like That?
I don't consider that. I just consider that like... Just
you gotta
shots and shit.
This started before Like That, and they've been jabbing at each other for years, brother.
So would you say that round one is Like That and Push-Ups then?
Round one is Like That and Push-Ups. Round two is going to be Euphoria and Drizzy's.
I don't even think that Like That was that much, was really a diss.
It certainly was.
What was the diss? What was the diss?
It's just Big Me.
But is that
bum?
Is that a diss
today?
Bum.
Clement.
I had to start calling people. Bam, bam.
You say that awesome.
Easy. I didn't even know that. Mic. Just get so aggressive. See, Kendrick's got us on our shit now.
I'm an aggressive drunk. Hey, step on my fucking mic.
Fucking shit.
God fucking damn it.
So I guess we...
My dad. All right, continue.
We disagree then on the start of round one. I agree that the beef has been brewing for years and years, but I'm saying that we are officially judging.
Who gives a fuck about a round, bro? I don't understand like when exactly. I don't want to label this and say because I don't know if push-ups are like that was the first round or whatever. All I know is I want war, blood, carnage. I want bodies on the ground.
Put the bodies on the floor. Put the bodies on the floor. Put the bodies on the floor. Before we even get into Euphoria, so the AI disc just wanted to quickly note Tupac's estate has sent a cease and desist to Drake's estate, or to Drake, and that song has been taken down. My quick thoughts on the AI Tupac Snoop Drake diss. I thought it was very creative. I thought that beat was super fucking hard. Give me that shit. Give me that beat.
How hard was it?
Super fucking hard.
Pause.
You can't.
No Diddy.
I'm talking about music.
I'm not.
I'm just trying to say I love that beat, bro. I thought it was creative, but I was also happy to see Pac and his estate send the...
cease and desist.
Yeah, I like seeing it because honestly, I don't know. I'm not... I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the AI rest. Shit.
I feel a certain type of way about using dead people's image and voice and their likeness after they pass. I have
You should have to ask, right? For permission.
Look, I have a personal issue with record labels releasing music on behalf of artists after they die. Like,
yeah,
they're dragging out. I don't want to say dragging out, but I feel like after Juice WRLD has passed, he has been consistently like, I don't know, don't want to say consistently, but
like
he's
incomplete
dropped a lot
songs
of music or verses or like collab songs with other artists, and it just like doesn't, I don't know, it just feels weird. It's like I don't,
shit's unreleased for a reason.
I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. Like I can't keep pumping it. Sadly, it makes me too sad because he's dead. That's the truth.
Well, we don't want to get sad. I mean, I thought it was creative. I thought it was a good way to keep the pressure on Kendrick because I saw a lot of people putting a clock on Kendrick. How'd you feel about the clock? Do you think the timing of this response by Kendrick, how do you feel about the timing? Did he take too long? Did he take too short? How did you feel about Rick Ross and all the responses from everyone else?
I thought, okay. First things first, Ricky Ross is just out there trying to get a bag. He's always been a hustler, and he has been capitalizing. A genius. Ricky, love you for that.
White boy. That shit was funny. That was funny.
So thank you for the entertainment. Thank
responded
you for the
right
laughs,
away.
Genuinely.
In an hour.
We appreciate that out of Rick Ross. He's like needed in the rap game. We need that type shit. Just a hooligan who will say and do just about anything.
And by the way, before you get on to your next thought, for people saying that Drake started Rick Ross's career, that is completely incorrect. Rick Ross was in the game before Drake was, you know, anywhere near being on. So right. A random Tuesday morning, YouTube drop, no AI. There were some AI questions when Drake dropped. There was nothing.
He dropped it through a Disty service like you and I use that made it go live on every platform at a certain time, which happened to be a Tuesday at, what was it, 11 a.m.?
Yeah, it was
noon?
Early, before noon for sure.
It was
11
a.m. Or noon. It was 11 a.m. Central, so it was noon Eastern or something, which is an odd day to release or drop, but he's still, it's Kendrick. He was probably like, if it's ready, the diss track is ready to go.
I think he did that purposely because it's Tuesday, ain't no nothing going on. Music releases on Friday.
Yeah, it's probably the worst day to drop music. He probably did
but
that
it's solely, now we're only focused on Kendrick. There's no Rick Ross distraction. It's just Kendrick. I think that was strategic as fuck.
I don't know if there was a strategy behind it. I don't know if there was a lot of thought going into this verse. I don't know if it's true that the track was originally 20 minutes and then they cut it down to 10 and then 6 and you know, all I know is I'm glad that the track is out, and I had a fucking smile on my face when I listened to Euphoria, and I want to.
Oh, me too. I was like, hype.
Excuse me. Like I said, I'm not picking sides or anything. I'm just a spectator of the sport itself. Hopefully it doesn't get too messy or bloody or anything like that.
No, we don't want to see that. We just want to see rap.
We don't want to see that. We want to, but metaphorically speaking, we want war.
Do you
want
to hear one of my conspiracies about the timing? I think that, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Because you know that Academics was tweeting every day, day 14, no response from Kendrick. Day 15, no response from Kendrick. I think that Kendrick strategically waited for Academics to post today. Day 17, no Kendrick response. Just to be petty and shit. That's just my brain. That's just what I thought. But I really do think the timing was strategic. I saw people like being like, oh, Kendrick's taking too long to respond. So I don't take points away from that for him taking 17 days or whatever. I don't. What do you see? What's going to happen here? Do we get a Drake response immediately? Do we get a calculated response? Does he not respond? What happens now?
I think we do get a calculated Drake response within a week, because he wants to beat out Kendrick's response time. He's going to use that against him. If anything, he's going to try to drop another track. Like I said to you earlier before we were recording, I think that Drake has been over preparing for this battle, and he's got probably some diss tracks just ready to go in the vault against Kendrick. And I think, hey, you know, the allegations of ghostwriters, maybe it is true, maybe it's not. What do we know?
I loved how he flipped that bar on him.
Yeah. 20v1, what you mean? It's 1v20. Mina, I mean, you bitches. That is a... Look, if the rumors, like we've said in the past, if rumors are floating around for this long about a certain type of thing, like...
I would hope it's just him, though, in a battle.
At some point, like, most of the time, the rumors usually end up being true. So if people keep saying that Drake has ghostwriters...
Even for a battle, that would disappoint me.
And then that Yachty track leaked.
A whole reference track?
Yeah, the whole reference track.
He did that a lot on For All the Dogs.
And... That's just crazy to me, but
an entire song, yeah. And then
no, it's cool collabing with people like that. But yeah, that's.
I remember seeing a clip of Yachty saying in like on his podcast, he's like, "Yeah, Drake has some of the best verses I've ever heard on this album." So now I'm thinking, oh, that makes sense because he wrote them.
But I also no. Don't get me wrong though. I think Drake can write a verse just as good as Yachty. I think the flip could happen. I think Drake could write a reference track and Yachty could be one of his best songs.
You can see that.
You get what I'm saying? I think Drake just collabs with people in the writing room more than others do, and people frown upon that. But I don't think he's necessarily biting other people's shit all the time. I think it's quite literally a collab. But yeah, when it comes to a war and a diss track,
Lil Yachty caught astray.
It's got to be Lil Yachty, unfortunately, caught astray.
He's got a diss Baby Keem now.
Well, he just said, "Hey, you can't steal your swag from fucking."
He said, "I don't give a fuck about who you hang with.
Can't steal your swag."
CJ's not picking sides, but I'm here to ask the question. God damn it! Round one: push-ups versus Euphoria. Who won? Who had the slicker bars? Who had better bars? Who?
We want to know.
We want to know.
Click the fucking poll.
We need a poll. That does need to be a poll. Yeah, that's going to be a poll.
You're going to put it right here. You're going to click.
It's a virus.
Kendrick. Fucking worm pops up on the computer, starts eating everything like Pac-Man. Their phone explodes.
Fucking Kazaa back in the day.
Buzzsprout.
Buzz.
You have been fucked. Hey, shout out to Buzzsprout.
But we do need a poll. We need to see who won, man. I think both diss tracks were light work. Honestly, both of them. Both of them. I think were light. Both were dope and light work to me. I think this is just the start.
We need a few polls per pod just to get like more story posts.
Poll of the day.
Like more interaction. More. If we have a couple questions that we could pull from each pod and just have a little poll, let people vote on it, get people, let them interact.
We have another poll that we need to talk about later that was posted on the Jay Bryson podcast page. did you see the results?
Sure didn't.
The 90s versus today. We'll get into it later. But yeah, I'm taking Kendrick round one, man. I'm here. I'm not picking sides, but I am saying Kendrick had slicker bars. I do not think that Drake can compete with a 6 minute rapper type like Kendrick who can rap for 6 minutes like that. I would like to see Drake. I don't know if he can do that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if he can do the 6 minute shit. I know he can make a dope hook in catchy bars. Metro shut your dumb ass up. I get it. A lot of it's funny, but can he do the 6 minute bar up shit?
Now copy Kendrick and be like, oh, now I have to be more of a rapper and do a cipher of different beats in a row like K-Dot just did, or does Drake stick to Drake and make a hit?
It's gonna be interesting.
Streamies.
What do you think?
With hooks. I don't know. That's why
I don't think he can do the hook shit this time.
I don't think he should do the hook shit, but it's Drake. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I'll edit in post.
You take out the mat in post. And you put my arm back down in post. Ah, he's fucking, he just landed on me, goddamn it.
Aneem.
Take him out in post. Cut all this.
All right. If you're just tuning in, 109.8, we are discussing Kendrick versus Drake. Whose side are you on?
Oh,
did you vote on the poll? Jay Bryson Podcast Instagram page, jaybrysonpodcast.buzzsprout.com. Download that shit. It helps.
In that ass.
But I'm not choosing sides. I'm happy to see the rap. I'm happy to see friendly rap competition, man, because I don't think anyone's gotten too disrespectful yet. No one said anything that's, I don't think, cause for Chris Brown and Quavo, on the other hand, been getting a little.
What? I've never seen the internet or just people in general react like they did when Pusha T revealed that Drake had a kid.
That shit was nuts.
That was nuts.
That shit was
nuts.
No
one believed it at first, and then it turned out to be true. If something similar, I don't know how it could. I don't know how it could. How do you trump something?
If we're getting a truth bomb, one of them might have them in their back pockets. We're getting it in
Kendrick,
the next round.
Kendrick implied that he has a truth bomb.
I think he does. My bad. I'm just ready to blame you on anything.
You are. You're quick to.
Yeah.
Hey. That water? Hey.
You asked it in my cup? I'm excited for round two. I'm excited rap is here.
Was someone quick to blame you?
For?
Just at any point in your life.
Yeah, I had a coach. I was the best player on the team, but
he was hard on you because he wanted the best out of you.
One of my Hurley-esque. First basketball coach. Yeah, he was Hurley-esque. Actually, no, he wasn't because he ended
Sometimes
up...
Sometimes you resent those people because they're too hard. They don't know the line, and they can cross it. And at a young age, there is discipline, but there's also bonding. There's learning. There's, you know, you gotta, they're kids.
I wouldn't say he was Hurley-esque. He was, he ended up getting arrested for some shit later, but.
Whoa, that's a segue into. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
I can't just use my trauma as like content for the podcast. I gotta cut all that. But shout out to Dan Hurley. Make sure you vote on the poll. Bleepies are back, baby. Yes, let's go. Jay Bryson Podcast is back. Let's go.
So my coach used to make me sleep over. Man, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Oh, shit. You gotta leave that in.
And then I think it was shout out to Dan Hurley. Maybe that's why I idolize him so much.
Why was he quick to blame you? That coach.
Because if we lost, it would be like he would yell at me like it was my fault. I'm only like I'd be the best player automatically.
Did you not facilitate the ball enough?
No, there's not. There's only so much you can do when right. when
you can only be a Caitlin Clark. You can only touch 70% of scoring plays.
Don't compare me to Caitlin Clark. But yeah, CJ is too scared to make a pick. I'm picking Kendrick round one. I'm picking Kendrick round one, and I'm not picking sides. Is what I'm saying. Before we move off Drake, Kendrick, are you going to pick one?
Kendrick.
All right, so we're 1-0 Kendrick then. Did you have a favorite line from my favorite line from Drake? I'll be fair. My favorite line from Drake. Probably, I mean, honestly, the Metro Shut Your Whole Ass Up made me laugh when I initially heard it. I chuckled. I thought it was fucking
and
funny.
The memes following.
It was great.
Hilarious. Like Drumline with his face on.
And he trolled him pretty good about it.
Face, that was fucking golden. Drake's good at trolling. Okay.
I like that. That was fantastic.
Okay.
So
That was funny. But KDOT had a lot, I think, more one-liners. I think some of my favorite bars were like, you, when you look at a picture of you in sexy red, you see two bad bitches.
And he said something about shaking ass.
And you want to drop ass with her too. I thought that was the funniest. That was the funniest because like that's what he said. He speaks for the culture and a lot of people feel that fucking way. So, I mean, he's just pointing it out, bro. You can't get mad.
My favorite one from Kendrick was, and you know I'm a sucker for a double entendre, was you sent the cease and desist for the Like That record. Oh, what, you ain't like that record? I fucking love the way he connected that shit. You want to run through some sub-tees here.
Hit me.
We got to talk about, hey, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the state
you
of Wisconsin.
Drunks, you. Pig,
you're
drums.
Done. It's over. Bears, 15-2. All right, easy. I'll cut that. But yeah, we got to talk about Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze to the Bears. Are you excited? When was the last time you've been this excited as a Bears
fan? I like
fan?
Bears for 11-6 this season. Wow. I like Caleb Williams throwing dots to a Dunze over the middle slot. A lot of post corner routes, a lot of slot curls. I like them picking up. We got Cole Kmet.
Don't forget Cole Kmet.
Don't forget
as a fourth
Cole
option.
Kmet. I think we pick up another wide receiver halfway through the season, in free agency or through a trade, perhaps.
We need a line though.
I think the Bears really get their shit together this season. 11-6.
I
wild card.
I could see it.
11-6 in wild card.
Man, 11-6 is high up there. I was gonna say expectations. Are we going for 11 wins?
I like 11-6, and I like the wild card.
Damn, because Vegas has the over.
Screaming right now.
Hey, we're excited, man. This is the first time to ever be excited about Bears football.
It's a good time.
I can't remember the last time I've been in this.
Fucking loser Mitch Trubisky. I'm so glad that fucking loser is gone. And Mitch, if you're watching.
Two quarterbacks ago, like, why are you yelling at Mitch Trubisky?
Let me segue into this.
It's like caught astray like Lil Yachty.
It started with that shitty draft pick, Mitch Trubisky. And then I had to sit there and listen to everyone say, oh, just wait. He'll develop.
John.
Just wait. Just wait. He's awesome.
Trubisky.
Trubisky's the best. And I'm like, do you assholes not see what I'm seeing?
They traded up for that
shit.
The
guy can't even make a 10-yard fucking throw.
Now we got Drake May out of North Carolina.
What about him? What about her?
I can't wait.
You know who we got?
Caleb
fucking
Williams. But we can't
Rome
a Dunze.
You didn't say fuck.
Ya Dunze.
Rome ya Dunze. You're mirroring me. That's a good pod host. Knows how to mirror his guests well.
I know how to amen. If there's one thing I can do, I can pod. I might not be able to rap, but I can pod. I might put the mic down, but I'm going to keep the mic up. Pause.
You could be a salesman.
I used to be. That's why I worked at Best Buy.
Mirroring.
Oh, man. You
match their energy. You sort of pick up their lingo. You talk how they talk.
You pretty much manipulate them.
It's called being a chameleon. I'm great at it.
Well, how did you feel about Chameleonair? Did you fuck with them back in the day?
I said chameleon.
I know. But this is how my brain works, all right? This is how my brain works.
I get you. Oh, you've brought him up a million times.
This is a side note.
You only brought that up so you could talk about how much you love him. That's how much he loves Chameleon.
That's not even true.
No, it's true. You know what?
We're off the rails. We're way
OTR, up. OTR.
But Caleb Williams, I'm ready to welcome him to Chicago. I can't wait to see this kid play quarterback. Some people are worried that he's 6'1". and that might be short for a quarterback. Justin Fields was 6'3".
How tall is Drake May?
I don't know. That is a good question.
I thought he was similar height to Caleb Williams.
6'4". Drake May is 6'4". What are the Falcons? What were they doing? Eighth pick in the draft before the Bears.
They just signed Kirk Cousins, so they thought they were going to get one of the best wide receivers.
$120 million.
They thought they were going to get, hopefully, Marvin Harrison, but we knew he was going to go first.
He looks
and
like a
beast. And then if they didn't get him, they were like, we were going to get Rome Odunze. When they did not get Rome Odunze.
Thank you.
Thank you, Atlanta. That's like a slip up that Chicago would make.
Yeah, and then the that's a classic Bears benefit. Move.
You get what I'm saying? So it was great to see another team fumble the bag and the Bears secure the bag.
I'll take it
because it's rare that that Chicago gets a crumb like that. Because
Michael Penix was like predicted to be early 20s.
Yeah.
Late teens.
He was expected to go a little bit later in the draft. So when a quarterback got drafted to Atlanta, who just signed a massive deal with Kirk Cousins, they were like, what?
Yeah.
That's why everyone was like, they didn't quite understand it. And I would be very...
I still don't.
I would almost be concerned as an Atlanta fan, like, why did the front office...
I know you saw the clips of...
I've just seen crowd react, like fan reactions.
There was a clip of the Atlanta owner going up to the right after the pick to the GM. And it looked like the GM was like trying to explain. There's no audio, but you just see the GM just going like... As if he was like trying to explain the pick and shit, because the owner's like, what the fuck did you just do? What did you just do? We just signed Kirk Cousins for $120 million and he drafted Michael Penix.
But I feel like they got to be on the same page on draft day, bro. That's a big call. They have a draft board. They knew that going into the draft that they were going to pick up a quarterback.
They got antsy. They should have traded down.
Why? Why did they draft that quarter? Are they going to run a two-quarterback system? Do you think they'll do a split backfield with two quarterbacks instead?
If they do, they're getting smashed.
Now, think about this, though. New Orleans almost did it with Drew Brees and that fucking...
Taysom Hill or Tyson?
Yes.
Sean Payton in them?
Yes, and he would come in on those special fancy plays, and he would either scramble and run, or he could still cannon the ball.
I think that was more so Sean Payton, the coach, and scheming that shit.
But... That very same New Orleans team also had a split backfield with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, which, by the way...
I don't think it will work. I just don't. It's too... You got to be in a rhythm as a quarterback.
As a quarterback, you got to be in a rhythm with your team. You got to know your offense. You got to know the playbook. You got to be... But who's to say, what if that could be the answer? What if your quarterback's getting tired? What if you've got two guys competing for the spot at all times? What is he fighting for the starting spot? We know Kirk's going to play. So are they just going to warm up Penix? And is he going to be the long-term guy? I thought Kirk was set to be the long-term guy. So that's why people are concerned.
Kirk Cousins is a three-interception game away from being benched now.
That's fucked. I don't like that. He has a massive contract.
Yeah. And you can't get out of it. I think it's guaranteed.
What is going on?
That's why...
Like, call up Atlanta.
You know what?
Get them on the phone.
I tried to earlier, and they did not respond. What did they say on the news and shit? We reached out for comment, and they did not respond. You know how they elongate the last word? But, oh yeah, Penix is...
To which they didn't reply.
Replied. Always finger in the air. Makes it look professional. I'm David Aldridge, ESPN. That's where we first learned that. But Michael Penix was an epitome. See, I'm getting good at not forgetting what I'm talking about. Bleepy's back. Barefoot Bandits in the building.
No. You ain't bleeping that.
Yeah, we got to cut that. You got to cut that. Hey, Jay Bryson podcast staff, cut that. Hey, shout out to the staff, by the way, working hard behind the scenes.
You pieces of shit. Where's my money?
See, I'm telling you, I'm getting good at this pod and shit because you keep knocking me up, knocking me off my rails, and I keep getting back to the point
that
I was on.
That is good. That's a good host.
Michael Penix.
You gotta imagine you have a crazy, fucking crazy guest that just pulls you off the rails. A crazy guest
Been
that
there.
Drives you off the rails. Been there. You got to be able to reel them back in. Lillian. And you are becoming an incredible host.
Michael Penix, epitome of the COVID kids. He's 24. He's 24 years old. And I'm also going to ask, of all the quarterbacks drafted in the first round, who do you have being the top three? Obviously, we have Caleb Williams being number one.
Caleb Williams is number one. I do like Drake May for number two. And Penix for three.
Oh. You think Penix, though, is going to be a good quarterback?
He will be a good quarterback, but like I said, I like those other two better in that order. Even though Drake was drafted after.
I don't know what to think about Drake May. I just want to hate him because I hate him. Giants quarterbacks.
They had that funny video, though, on ESPN of like his three brothers. And
May played at fucking North Carolina also.
They all called in and it was supposed to be like this heartfelt video. And then they all just started talking shit to him. That was kind of funny. Yeah, that was funny.
They seem like frat boys. The cool frat boys, though. Because there's like the douchey frat boys and then there's the cool. Yeah. They're actually cool. But we'll see. I got here my top three. I'm going with Caleb, Jaden Daniels, and I'm going with Penix third. But the Bears drafted a fucking punter.
I like Jalen a lot. I do.
Is it Jalen or Jaden? Jaden Daniels.
Sorry, it's Jaden.
He's probably going to start right away also. But he's one that's like, he's like Justin Fields to me, but better. Like a better version of Justin Fields.
There are some pretty good quarterbacks in this class.
I'm excited though to see Keenan Allen. I was pumped when, you know, I was texting you about it. I was pumped when we got Keenan Allen. I know he's 32, but I think that Keenan,
old.
He's got he had 115 catches last year or some shit like that and missed two games. Missed two fucking games.
He's a dog.
He's a fucking beast.
If you still have that many touches and you miss two games, you're averaging over 10 targets a game.
And he's number two, and you got Roma Dunze there. But do you have Justin Fields getting any time over Russell Wilson? Do you think Wilson is still what he is in Pittsburgh?
Interesting question. And I'm glad you asked me this. So let me give you my brief synopsis of how I feel about Russell Wilson. He didn't work in Denver. But I don't think Russell Wilson is...
He's not done.
...a lost cause. I don't think he's done. I think he's far from done. I just think he didn't mesh with that program, and I think there was bad business or bad something going on there where, like, they just didn't care. They were, like, making your image look so bad that we're going to drop your ass and get nothing from it and take the loss. That we would rather do that than keep you on our fucking team. That's how much we dislike you. And that sends a message to other teams.
Do you have Russell Wilson have a better year than he did in Denver in Pittsburgh? Or do you think he regresses? I'm basically asking, do you think Justin Fields sees any playing time this year behind Russell Wilson?
What was Denver's record last year? You know,
they sucked. Like, they sucked.
Then, yeah, I'm sure Pittsburgh will do a little bit. I think Pittsburgh has a better surrounding staff.
They almost made the playoffs.
I think Pittsburgh is a better team than Denver. But they've been having issues at the quarterback position ever since Big Ben died.
Died?
Well, it's just not really there anymore.
I was questioning for a second. Wait.
Roethlisberger passed away?
So the Bears drafted upon the fourth round. I'm not going to lie. I would give the Bears an A++, except I wanted to ask you, man, because you're a football guy, as we say in the industry.
Football.
Is it ever necessary to draft a punter? They drafted a punter in the fourth round, an Australian, Torrey Taylor, I believe his name is. Apparently can punt 90 yards, the greatest punter of all time. I don't care how good you are at punting. I don't think it's ever appropriate to draft a punter in the fourth round. We could have got our own lineman. Take a shot at somebody, another receiver. I don't give a fuck. A punter, bro. But hey, I'm riding. I'm not saying I'm not riding.
This guy could be like a Vinatieri. This guy, and Vinatieri punter, was a kicker. This guy could be surgical. He could be an investment. Listen, I like what this fucking Bears office is doing right now because they normally fuck up. And this on the outside may look like a fuck up. But what if this kid really is the real deal and we just...
I'm not saying that he isn't,
but... What if the NFL has never seen a punter like this before?
I'm asking you, does that even make enough of a difference, a punter? How many plays does a punter have in a year? I mean, I guess it could help if you're punting out of the inside your own five and he could launch it. But, like, I hope you're not in that situation too often.
I'm thinking of the Bears' depth chart, and they're probably looking at the depth chart thinking, what position are we the most fucked at?
O-line.
And they were probably like, we've had issues with kicking for so long. I'll bet this
our
dude
punter can, sucks
I'll bet,
ass.
I'll bet that he did punter could double as a kicker. I'll bet he's capable if we ever needed. I'll bet the Bears were looking at their depth chart and said, we cannot keep fucking up. Like, we lost so many. They probably did the math and were like, we lost X amount of yards on punts. This is the NFL average. This is what our punters have been doing on average. We are losing games. We are losing yards. We are giving the game away. Our punts suck. We need a fucking punter, and not just a regular punter, a really good one.
Apparently the greatest of all time. He's like a
rookie. What if that's just something we just didn't know? Dude, what if we just didn't know that? What if the way that they punted it and where they placed it on the field changed everything?
If you're just tuning in, 109.8, the Bears have drafted number one, Caleb. Well, let's give a round of applause for the Bears. Ryan Poles making it happen. Roma Dunze, welcome. Packers fans, you're done. If you live in Wisconsin, you should probably move. You should probably change teams.
We're talking to you, Jordan. Joe Phillips. I'm going to clip that and send it to him.
He's a Bears fan, too. What are you doing out there? Joe, what are you doing?
Traitor!
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 Traitor Joe's!
Traitor Joe's! Why do you think they named it that, Joe?
He's infiltrating. People have no idea what we're talking about.
I'll tell you what happened.
Crazy Brain Corey has no idea what we're talking about right now.
We messaged Joe Phillips earlier today. It's who we started this journey.
He was the first listener of this podcast, actually.
No shit.
Yeah, he texted me about it.
That's crazy.
He said it was good.
Joe, JB, and I all worked together at Taco Bell when we were teenagers. Joe was my neighbor growing up. That's my dog. And we texted him today. For some reason, Joe would always be wearing chapstick or putting it on. And we noticed it years later and talked about it today. And I said to Bryson,
he would always ask to borrow other people's.
That's how I got brought up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he would always ask to borrow chapstick.
You got chapstick on you? Yeah, but why?
Yeah, I do, motherfucker. So I text, or I hit Joe up. And
he's
said,
a segment on a
I
podcast.
I sent Joe a message,
now.
And I said, me and Bryson want to know, why were you always sucking on chapstick? You still on that shit?
Did he respond?
Joe replied.
What'd he say?
All day, every day. Hang on, that's not it.
Call him.
He goes, all day, every day. What if a cutie wants to kiss me? Can't be having sandpaper lips with your crusty asses.
Thanks, though. He was ahead of the wave. He was ahead of it. You got to give him that.
Nah, he was addicted to CarMax and he had a problem.
Call him right now. Get him on this. We got to call somebody before this podcast ends. I thought this is an emergency podcast. This is dropping tomorrow no matter what. No edits. We are as we are. Shout out to
Offworld. No edits, okay.
Shout out to Offworld CJ in the building.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay Bryson podcast in the building and the whole staff working hard behind the scenes. We were talking about Caleb Williams. And we're going to close this topic. Unbelievable draft. I'm riding with the Bears. I'm riding with Ryan Poles. I wasn't ecstatic about the punter pick, but I'm riding with it. All right. I'm riding with it. That's a true fan right there. Yeah. And I will also hand up, raise my hand right now. Right now, before I knew better with Caleb Williams, because honestly, I'm not the biggest college football fan, haven't really watched too much. When the season was over and all the talk was about, are the Bears going to trade Justin Fields? And that was still a question. I was on the side. I want to keep Justin Fields.
I was on the side of keeping Fields as well.
And now look at us. We evolved. We've evolved. We changed our...
Evolve.
I was resisting. Hand up again. I was resisting. My other hand's up. Both hands up. I wanted Justin Fields, and I didn't want Caleb Williams. I wanted Marvin Harrison. Now, I don't give a fuck. Who fucking cares? Throw touchdowns. It's like, who fucking cares? And I loved Caleb Williams when he first spoke to the media, man. What a fucking pro. Roma Dunze, what a pro. But I got the Bears at 9-8.
These kids look excited to play, Jay.
They do. They're professionals. And I love the suits.
They're young, they're professional, and they're fucking
They're hungry. Hurley guys.
They're hungry. They're Hurley guys.
They're definitely Hurley guys. I can't wait for it.
I'll tell you what, Chicago, it's going to be a hell of a season.
Take the over. 8.5, Vegas right now, pound it. 9-8.
Bears are covering the spread all fucking season.
We do got to take it easy, though, because... He's a rookie. There's going to be some bumps in the road.
Nah.
50 touchdowns.
He's going to throw for 39 tutties this season.
He had a problem with fumbles, I guess. 33 fumbles.
That's something we can work with. Look at his supporting cast.
Oh, man.
So long as he doesn't run the ball...
You're not worried about the O-line. You're not worried about the O-line at all.
I am. Oh, I am.
You know how many...
But I know the Bears will continue to make moves. If you thought this draft was the end of it...
It's not.
It's just the beginning, folks.
How many interceptions do you think Peyton Manning threw in his first year?
10?
I don't know, 26 or some shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like 26. It was like 27 and 26.
10 is way too
low. I'm just saying, rookie quarterbacks, just if he does, there's going to be some bumps. Expect some bumps because there's going to be a transition. But that's all that's all we got on the Bears, I think. CJ's got
pure smoothness.
11-6 for you, and I'm going 9-8. I think that the Bears do get in the playoffs as a wild card.
That's dog shit.
And we'll see what happens. No, I think that's a good thing,
that's
though.
That's dog shit.
I don't want to. I'm scarred.
Believe
all right?
harder.
I'm scarred.
Believe harder.
Women have scarred me.
Whoa. Trauma dump.
This has been a lot of trauma dumping, actually, on this podcast.
It's that socks off. It's that barefoot.
Oh,
it's that.
Man. The Sox, man. Shout out to the Sox. Take the run line. Hey, Sox won 3 in a row. They sweep the team. We're in the sports segment, all right?
Oh,
is this
Christ.
A sports podcast now? Now that I don't rap anymore. JB, what?
JB Sports Podcast.
We would be a great sport. We would be like the white Cameron and Mace.
Who's who?
That's a good question, actually. Who would be who?
Who's who?
Vote in the poll. Who?
Who's Cameron and who's Mace? Just seriously, leave it at that. Let them vote. Don't say another word on
it. However you interpret it. Who? But who do? I'm just asking. Who do you think?
No.
Okay, we'll hear it in the poll.
Even ours.
We'll put it in the poll. After the Drake, no, that Drake and Kendrick is after. Who do you think is
this poll first?
This will be the clip attached to it.
This is the one we promote.
See, this is why I say fuck NPR, fuck WGN. You want to hear the real shit, talk to Tom. I mean, you want to hear the fake shit, talk to Tom Skilling. We're here
fuck
to cover.
MTV, fuck SiriusXM, fuck everybody, fuck the public radio. Cut all that.
109.8.
Cut all that.
No.
I need them.
As we are.
I need them.
Who?
Sirius, the radio. They're all jugging my shit. My shit's not in rotation.
This is the sub-T part.
My shit's not in rotation. Maybe someday. Da-na-na,
da-na-na. I'm actually surprised. I thought you were gonna smack me in the head with some segues this pod, but it's kind of like remember when
mad disrespect. You're saying I don't sag enough? Wow. Sorry, I'm not good enough of a fucking guest that I didn't have enough segues.
You know how in negotiation processes, even if like it's on your own team, you when it comes to the negotiation, you have to tear him down in any way, shape, or form. That's what I'm doing right now for the lawyers. He doesn't get enough segues.
Meanwhile, he's got 9 per pod.
He does get, and that's probably leading the league.
If I knew what the topic list was, this would be a different
You should
game.
Just have him in your back pocket, is what I'm saying.
Well, you stole the journal. So
your own journal.
You stole the topic journal, and you wrote it in Chinese.
My handwriting is terrible, bro. You can't, unless you are
it's
me.
It's chicken scratch on crack.
Hey, my dad taught me well. It's not about how well you can read it. It's about how fast you can write it.
What? What? That's the worst advice I've ever heard.
He never said that. I'm sorry. Don't ever... I think that my dad said that because he didn't say that. He's much smarter than that.
JB3 is way smarter than that.
Oh, fuck yeah. JB3 was, he actually had like a degree and shit. And, you know.
Where?
JJC.
Oh, that's what's up. Why are you
but
laughing?
No, this is no cap in here. this is no cap on God type shit.
Type but, shit.
I'm surprised you haven't said that whole podcast.
Fuck! Now I'm gonna.
My dad was a... damn it, now I unlocked a beast. My dad won an MVP award as a... He was a pitcher for Joliet Junior College, and he won an MVP. Ooh. No capping. He was a lefty. My dad was a pitcher.
Lefty.
He was a hell of a pitcher. He used to try to... Because I was a center fielder growing up, but they always, because I was just like one of those athletic kids that you could throw me in anywhere, and they would always need me for pitcher, so I would always have to pitch, and my dad would be trying to show me curveballs, and then he'd try to show me a knuckleball, and he had a sick knuckleball, bro.
That's so funny that your fucking dad was showing you pitches and shit, because I was a pitcher, as you're well aware. I mean,
I got smashed every time.
I got hats fucking hanging up in the house. I was showing y'all the other day, but essentially... I was a pitcher, and I taught myself all these pitches, the curve. I taught myself fucking everything, man.
So, yeah, so how'd you learn it?
I taught myself. What do you mean, how'd I learn it?
You got to be taught a curveball, I feel like, though.
No one taught me shit, man. But I like that about me. I do have an older brother named Andrew who...
He's rich?
Essentially is like a role model, and he taught me a whole lot. I would...
Was he a baseball
imitate
player?
What he would do, and he... Oh, yeah, he... Speaking of, not only was he a great player, he was probably a little better than me. He was always a little bit bigger than me growing up, so he sort of had the up physically. But my brother just threw out the first pitch.
Are you serious?
I'm so fucking serious. Where did he do it at? Let's see. He just texted the family.
Like a minor league game or something?
Yeah, for the Winston-Salem Dash. They're one of the minor league teams for the White Sox. They're located in North Carolina. His company sponsored a sensory-friendly day at the park, and they asked him to throw out the first pitch. So
do you have a video of the pitch?
I got a video of the pitch.
Send it to me so that I can put it in the pod.
He fired it.
Dotted it.
He dotted it. That's a pitcher.
Nice little dot.
You could tell that's a
pitcher. He would pitch too back in the day.
You know a baseball player.
He's with the mascot right here. That's Bolt.
Minor league games have the best mascots and shit. Do you think you could throw a strike in a first pitch?
Oh, absolutely.
Like from the mound, the actual mound?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Me too.
I would be so in my element.
How many?
I love being.
What's your MPH, you think? Ooh, nowadays.
I'm not throwing gas.
You're hitting 70?
I'm throwing an accurate. No, that's gas, bro. You got to throw it hard. I'm throwing like 50 or 60.
Damn, son. I got another sub T for you. Still in the sports world.
Sub T?
Sub T. You actually texted me something about this, and it was something that I already had written in here.
Talk to me.
The end of an era. What's going on? We are witnessing in front of our eyes the end of Steph Curry's been eliminated. The Warriors, Klay Thompson went 0-for-10 on his way out. We're seeing LeBron just got swept. We're seeing KD.
Kind of sad, I said. Sad to see the people that we grew up idolizing. Not even grew up, just like for the past
in
decade,
our young adulthood.
Idolizing and watching run the game. They're all getting eliminated from the playoffs. It's interesting.
So Curry is 36. LeBron is 39.
I didn't think Curry was that old. Time flies, man.
I think KD is 34, I believe, or something like that.
What?
So my question is, so all these guys have been eliminated in the first round. Do we ever see them get to another championship? Any one of them?
The question is, what's going on with LeBron? What's going on with Bronny? I thought the whole goal was that Bronny's going to play it probably 1 year in college to do the whole rule.
He's not good enough for the NBA yet.
I get it. But LeBron has been saying for a minute.
I know.
He's going to retire after he plays with
the
Suns.
He's in the portal, right? He went to the portal right now, and he also declared for the draft, which means that he's declared for the draft. But he's also in the portal.
But he could go undrafted.
There is also rumors that he's going to go to Duquesne. Oh, my. For real, though, because... One of LeBron's buddies coaches the team now, and that was one of the...
And I'll play him.
Yeah, and that was one of the things with USC is he wasn't getting playing time.
He's got a
plug. I'm just going to be honest, man.
He's got a plug into Quesney.
To Bronny, if you will.
Bronny, perhaps, per se.
Rumors that he's going to Duquesne because LeBron's friend... Duquesne, because his friend coaches the team.
Yeah, we'll see. You know what? If that's what's right for him, that's what's right for him.
I just don't think
USC
he's good
enough. Wasn't a good fit. He couldn't hang with the dogs in that conference, which is fine. He's not developed enough yet, but I think maybe the transfer of schools will give him an opportunity to grow and build and display what he's capable of in a softer conference. I don't know. It's a bad look right now. I want him to go to the NBA, though, and I want him to play with LeBron.
That would be cool to see.
I want to see a father-son fucking combo.
They asked LeBron after the game when they got eliminated. They asked LeBron, do you see yourself? Man, LeBron's so corny, man. They asked him, are you going to come back next year? And it looked like he caught him off guard. And then he smiled and he was like, I don't know. I'm not going to answer that. And I was like, all right. You're coming back. Stop. So he has the option to opt out of his contract, which will...
He might have been referring to L.A. I've heard rumors that he might...
He's going to opt out. There's
rumors about him switching up, not doing L.A., switching to a different team.
He's holding his son hostage as a fucking tool.
There's going to be bargaining chips. There's going to be shit that goes down.
But Bronny could get overdrafted.
Bronny will play in the NBA.
It's smart. Wouldn't you?
Bronny will play in the NBA.
Would you do it? How do you feel? Is this nepotism?
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
No.
Would you do the same if you were?
Nope.
Well, let me ask you, if you were in the same position, would you do the same thing? Yeah. Would you hold just to get him in the league?
If that was my son, and that's been our goal as a father son, you know,
I can't be mad at that. I'm not mad at it.
I'd be like, fuck that. You got drafted to USC. You may not have been a starter your first year, but you got that dog in you, and you and I both know I'm the GOAT. You and I both know that you could compete at this level against some of these dudes.
I think the Lakers, that's what I think is going to happen. I think Lakers draft him if he goes to the league.
I'll bet you if Bronny went to the right team.
I could see a team drafting him just to try and get LeBron.
Oh.
Just to get him.
Duh.
Dude, that shit in LA is not... I keep doing that shit.
Imagine a team tanks for the Bronny pick.
Why is it not working in LA, man? What is with AD, bro?
He doesn't
gets
play
hurt
defense.
At their nothing.
Cat Williams was on to something, but now I finally see
Wait,
it.
What did he say about AD? Did he say something about AD?
It was back in the Shannon Sharp shit.
What did he... I don't remember.
They were like, why aren't the Lakers winning? He said, AD.
I could see it.
Because he's AD.
Like, dude, he was talking shit to the media about how he's best defensive player and he didn't get awarded. And then he's out there like...
I was watching, man, somebody, I think it was maybe Mad Mel, but who's been cracking me the fuck up lately, by the way. Pat McAfee and that show, that cast, that those hooligans, they get Mad
They're
Mel.
Good. They're
Kuiper,
good.
Oh my God, that guy is so funny. And Belichick, seeing that side, I mean...
I had no idea
incredible.
He was doing that.
Incredible. I love it. Entertainment at its finest. Let's go. I think Bill was having almost too much goddamn fun.
I never seen him have a personality.
That was lit. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
On to Cincinnati. That's all I know him for. On to Cincinnati.
We'll talk about the next game.
He was like happy, think cracking jokes. Game. It was fucking. And they had
he Nick's, hated the press.
He hated.
But now look at him. He's a star in front of the camera.
I know you remember.
Because he can show off his knowledge. He's diagnosing the game. He's like, this is a bad play right here. You see that he throws it right over the middle. You know, he's just shitting on these top picks. And I'm like, that's Coach Belichick. That's what I want.
Energy.
Yeah, exactly. But he gives the energy too. He's like, this is what you want to see.
Do you remember the Cubs manager? He fucking hated because you said they hated him.
Lou Piniella?
Yes, Lou Piniella. I remember when he came to Chicago, like his opening press conference, he was like, all right, now I've done this a few times. And this is the way it's going to be. My lineup, if you got questions, you ask it, and I'm going to answer it, and that's that.
If you have a question, you ask it. I'll answer it.
So old
that's
school.
How it goes. Like, yeah, no duh, asshole.
He's just like at the end of his career.
All that guy did was kick up dirt.
Oh,
faces.
Man. He lived for the ejection.
The hump fight.
Man, Lou Piniella. I never thought when we started this podcast, we would be talking about Lou Piniella, bro.
Oh,
man, KST is in a frenzy right now. I have no idea what's going on.
I love being a Chicago fan. I love
those random facts.
Growing up on sports and just constantly going to Cubs games growing up. That was the best. Even I went to a few, like, plenty of Sox games. I had an 8th grade class trip. That was a Sox game. That was fun. They played the Twins.
Let's go Twinnies. 20s run line. Always.
But yeah, no, I agree with the point that you made a few days ago. The Crosstown Classic is no longer fun. It's not fun.
It's not the same.
At White Sox Field. What? Comiskey, U.S. Cellular, whatever it's called now.
I will never go to a Cubs Sox game in U.S. or whatever it's called now. Guaranteed Rate Field. I will never.
Guaranteed Rate Field, yeah.
Too much shit happened, bro. I got into altercation. I'm not an altercation guy. You know that. They kept altercating me.
It's just those.
I'm just trying to watch the game, bro.
Head Sox fans, you know.
Yeah, when people are having too many drinks with that shit, taking it too serious, it's like, all right, it's just sports, and you know. So we got to close our era. We're witnessing it. We're getting old in front of our eyes. Obviously, they'll never lead a team to the championship. And KD, this is now his second failed super team. He failed with the Nets when he was with Kyrie and James Harden. Now he's with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. Didn't win shit. Didn't win a game.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the trend. Look at what's trending, Jay.
It's over for the super teams is what I'm
think
saying.
What's happening? Look at
the big man's back.
Even look at NCAA. What's happening?
Big man back. Teams are back.
Edie, Jokic.
You got to have a team.
The big has returned.
By the way, Denver, have you seen Jamal Murray?
Baller.
Woo! Clutch man right there. Game-winning shots in the last 5 seconds in the series. Jamal Murray is ice cold, and he was injured with his calf and shit.
AD got asked a question about one of Jamal's shots at the end of the game. And
what are you supposed to do?
And he got... I understand his response. He was like, he made a shot. Mike kind of walked out.
He was salty as hell.
It was the end of the interview that he just left after that.
He's so sick.
I get it, though, man. I'd be pissed as fuck if I'm in the playoffs and someone says, how do you feel about the opponent's game-winning shot?
Yeah, those are a lot of stupid questions.
The Lakers got to get it together. And we're done. Our era. Curry, it's over.
Got to get it together.
I've been getting it. LeBron, he's going to be back for 2 more years, I think. I think we see 2 more LeBron years.
Oh, I got one more sports thing.
One more sports thing. Hit me.
And this is a quick one. I stand. We have not potted since the W draft. And you know I'm on record.
WNBA?
Yeah, the W, as they call it. I am on record. I stand with Angel Reese, and I stand with Camila Cardoso. I can't wait to see him. I'll be watching. I'll be tuned in.
We got Cardoso as well, right?
Yes. Twin Towers. Crazy. Twin Towers.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, wait. You can't say that.
You know, wait. Really,
they
I'm
called
the one that makes the 9/11 joke, bro.
They called Tim Duncan and David Robinson that. That's what I was referring to. I just want to see it. 9/11 was an inside job.
The Twin Towers.
Crazy Brain Corey's going crazy right now.
I love Crazy Brain.
Dude, he's honestly number one. You know he's gotten this far too.
He's the fucking goat. What up, CBC? That's him speeding by outside. You hear that, Crazy?
See, perfect timing.
Playing Lotto. In a dream I hit that Lotto. I just fell to my knees.
My knees.
Nice ad lib, hell yeah!
We got to get the tiny desk together and get the. Tiny I would
table.
Love to be like
small table,
small table, and I would love to be a background vocal guy.
Oh, 1,000,000%, I got you. Let's do that.
You got Benny Wavy on the violins, Oddity on the bass. All right, now we're getting crazy. Now we're getting crazy, but I stand with Angel Reese and
get the stranger
stand
on the deck.
He asked you where the play button is at. But I stand with Angel Reese and I stand with Camila Cardoso. I can't wait for the season to start.
Hey, we get it. You stand with them.
I stand with them. Chicago Sky, I'm a fan. I'm getting a jersey. Chicago Sky are in the playoffs. They made the playoffs last year, but because of the trade, they got a number one pick or a number two pick, I mean, or a number three pick, I mean.
I stand with Angel Reese. And I stand with Camila Cardoso.
I stand with him. I stand
you
with
just say, I'm a fan. I'm going to go see those girls play. To
I am. I plan on going to games. I want to see them play.
You should slide in their DMs.
No.
Pussy?
No. I'm not a DM slider. I'm an in-life kind of guy.
But yeah, that's it for sports, man. We're just fucking around here. Did you have any thoughts about Logan Paul putting plastic in his drinks and them still selling it at Speedway? Because I just saw it today. I was like, wait, didn't they just have like a whole thing about there being like PO2?
Forever toxins.
So what is a forever toxin? And it's Logan Paul is a drink called Prime.
The amount you're supposed to have in your lifetime in one drink.
How could that be in it? How could that happen? Why is that a thing that happened?
I don't know. I'm not educated enough to speak on this yet. However, I do know that there is probably a lawsuit happening.
You ever had a Prime?
No, I have not. Me and either. I've almost bought it once or twice, but I couldn't bring myself to carry it to the company. Yeah, I've been at Speedway. I've been at the grocery store. But I always end up getting Gatorade. I just like Gatorade. I like yellow, lemon, lime, whatever, Gatorade, especially when I work out.
Can't say that I've ever had a Prime either. And I even saw trucks, because they have their own trucks and shit, all over the road.
Right now, they're everywhere. And to me, it almost seems like suspect. Because there's so much Prime motion right now. Why are there so many Prime trucks? Is it just the logo that stands out? Does Gatorade have trucks driving around like that? That we just don't
I've never
know
seen.
You get what I'm saying, yeah, bro? It seems a little suspect.
It's too early for him to be that pig.
It's almost like we're watching the rollout.
But the kids worship Logan Paul, bro. They worship him.
I think it's demand. I think it's supply and demand. I think those trucks are driving to fill demand for Prime. Probably take in trucks of Prime to like Amazon centers.
So allegedly.
It's getting ordered out on Amazon. It's getting ordered to gas stations. Yep.
Allegedly and hypothetically, if this were to go through, and let's say it is true that they're putting forever chemicals in these Prime drinks, what is your opinion of Logan Paul? Can you recover from that? Are you canceled forever? Is that forgivable?
The question is, did he do it knowingly?
Right.
The question is, did he do it knowingly for money? I would like to think he did not, and maybe it was an oversight.
That would be pretty evil, right?
Right. That he partnered with somebody that gave him false information, like, yeah, this isn't a...
It's not like he's in the lab making the drink, you know?
But, yeah, that's when you're making a drink and the mass are going to be consuming said drink, you really got to vet the stuff.
It really is
fucked
up.
And
it
has to go through an FDA chain of approval. Like the fact that, okay, if it had that lethal amount, this could be fluff, Jay. It's early on. We don't know yet. Like this is going to be a quick drop of a podcast. So who knows? Maybe in a week.
As we are as well.
Maybe in a week, the narrative will change. Maybe they're going to be like, oh no, Prime is fine.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar 1-0. Drake, you have 24 hours.
Shut up. Like you speak for the...
Man, a lot
like
of people...
you speak for, like Drake has to listen to you.
He has to listen to me because this is the number one source for the culture.
Drake, you have 24 hours.
Next episode, I want to let people know, we'll be featuring the one, the only Benny Wavy, as well as Offworld CJ.
And Drake.
And Drake calls into the show, calls into the hotline. Shout out to Benny Wavy.
Call me on my cell phone.
Let me ask you.
Late night when I need your love. Call me on my...
Kendrick voice, stop. I forgot to ask you during our conversation about your album highlight reel. Can I ask you before we close this out?
Go ahead, ask me.
I wanted to ask you more about Trapland Pat. So you have the music video with him, and people are wondering the connection, how'd it happen? What is, you know, he follows you, he fucks with you. Like, you put me onto him.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Trapland. Just tell me more about Trapland Pat. Like, any stories that came that sticks out when you reached out to him and when you met up with him and shit like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm glad you asked. Trapland Pat is dope. He's a genuine dude, first of all. He's a great rapper. I was on TikTok one day. I saw a TikTok by BLP Kosher. I reached out to his cameraman. His cameraman is Scotty Friedman. And Scotty shoots for BLP. He shoots for Trapland.
Did your videos.
Yeah. What's up?
He did your videos too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he did a couple videos for me. So Scotty knows Trapland. And I was already a fan of Trapland Pat at the time. So... I reached out to Pat on IG And I just said, yo, what up? I'm a fan. I would love to work with you. My boy Scotty is the director plug. And I'll have him shoot a video for us. And he goes, oh, you fuck with Scotty? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, what's your number? And he fucking called me that instant. It was like that. He was just, he kept it a buck from the jump.
He seems like he's kept it a buck from every step.
Yeah, I don't even.
Because from the stories that you told.
There's not a negative thing I could say about the dude. He's been legit the whole way.
It was refreshing, I'm saying, to hear.
It was refreshing. Yeah.
Like how he did business. It was refreshing to hear. So shout out to Traplant Pat.
Shout out. Big shout out to Pat. He's dope.
And
he's got some dope shit on the way too. He just shot a new video that is dropping that Danny edited, and it looks dope. I think it just dropped. So, peep that shit.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask if we were to get serious for a second. Do you have any like advice for? And if you don't want to have advice, if you don't want to get it, that's cool too. If you have anything, any 2 cents to give about. Maybe any artists that are watching this or hearing this and want to work with an artist that are maybe, so to speak, a few levels up. Do you have any advice to them or 2 cents about how to approach that? How to approach that artist?
Be professional, but be aggressive. Be professional, but be aggressive. Be vocal. Look, you might message someone or reach out to someone or email someone. You got to find how to figure it. It's 2024. You can figure out how to contact somebody, right? At the end of the day, you can contact just about whoever you want, right? If you try hard enough. And that's what I did. I said, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to tap in with some of these people. If I have to send a few messages, I'll send a few messages. I've done it before.
Because if you would have worded it differently, he may not have responded. Probably,
exactly.
Like,
he could have been like, "No, I'm not gonna fucking do a verse."
What's the wrong way to do it?
The wrong way to do it is to be like, "Yo, how much for a verse?" And then they just give you a flat fucking fee, and you say yes or no, and you build no rapport. And I don't know. You just have to have some sort of business acumen, I guess. You have to know how to talk to people. It's part of my job. I take pride in what I do.
Are you going band for band with anyone nowadays?
I can go band for band with I'll drop 20 on anyone.
That's my favorite new thing. Let's go band for band. I was like, what? All right. What do you mean? Can I just send you a screenshot of my Prudential account? But I think that was a good gem. Of course I got to ruin it.
401k.
I'm down. Anyone that wants to play, I'm down.
Anyone that wants to play, pull out the 401k.
And if you're listening to this, please open a 401k if you haven't, because another one.
Well, that's corporate America, Jay. I mean, you can't, you're talking.
There's two in here currently. One by your face.
Don't scare me like that, bro.
It was right by your face, though. I'm saying there's two in here. I'm sorry. See, bro's mad at me. It's all right. Your hair's fine.
I'm not mad. I was just making sure there. I thought there was one on my face, actually.
That's all right. You just gave me some trauma to think about. But make sure to hit the link in the description.
bro raised his voice at bro a little bit, and bro got traumatized.
Type shit.
You are type shit.
Trauma type shit.
What up? Yeah, that was a good segue.
I would love
that. Was a good segue.
Once we really
back to the beginning of the pod,
bro. That's how we pod. Type shit. We make fucking full circles.
Full circles type shit.
This title's
you
gonna
set
be
me off type shit. Type shit.
When we make it hard enough, I'm gonna hire.
I went to a concert the other night. He's gonna hire somebody. I went to a concert the other night, and I met a Gen Zer who said "type shit" as a full sentence a few times.
As a full sentence. And you knew what he was talking about, too.
Oh, we clicked. That was the worst part. We clicked.
And you said back to
and
him,
he
no
was
cap.
Cool.
No, he said on God.
No cap on God. You watch Kai Cenat?
This has been episode 57.
We're getting old, Brycey.
Hey, man, I'm 24. I don't fuck your time.
You shitbag. I graduated in 2018, dude.
You love calling people shitbags. You probably are top five whitest people I know. But shout out to Benny Wavy. Shout out to Benny Wavy. He's going to be on the next episode.
Yeah, whatever.
You were there too.
Nah, Benny's my dog.
Benny is our dog.
For life.
But that's what I wanted to mention earlier. Benny dropped a project. It's called Beacon. We're going to talk about it. He shot some music videos with the one, the only Kid the Stranger.
Kid the Tyler.
And it's on YouTube. You should check it out. This is coming out at 7 a.m., son. What do you think the JBN is doing here?
JBN.
See? J. Bryson Network.
Is that what you call your little fucking employee network?
I'm going to have sub podcasts and shit. Just wait till the Kid the Stranger solo pod comes out. Who do you think I could have under my pod tree? All right, I'll give you a podcast under my network.
Solo pod. I'd rather get in a car wreck. Just kidding. I would listen to Tyler's solo pod all fucking day. That's my dog. Shout out KST. If you don't follow, @kid_the.
He's been catching way too many strays, and I hope that people know that we're just fucking around when we say that shit.
Yeah, we totally just joke around. Tyler is quite literally our best friend.
Our doggy.
Our doggy. That slide right there. That's our homie.
When barefoot bandits get to banditing.
Yeah, we'd be sipping on, no, but we'd be sipping sometimes, but no.
But KST, I was going to say,
is our dog. We call him KST sometimes because D-Rock slipped up and accidentally called him KST once.
So. Oh, yeah, that's where that came from.
Yeah, exactly. So now we just always KST. Call him KST. That's why.
Kid Stranger,
if you hear us calling Tyler KST, that's because D-Rock made the mistake.
This is going to be the longest podcast in the history of the J. Bryson podcast.
But this two podcasts.
No. This will be one.
Make another intro.
Stop.
No, I'm just saying.
Whereas we are. There's no edits.
As you are.
Stained?
As you want it.
Do I have to cut this?
Yes, cut all that, bro.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Oh,
I got so much work.
We're back barefoot.
109.8. Did you vote on the poll yet? J. Bryson Podcast Instagram page. In the stories. Most importantly,
listening to this, the poll is out, you dumbass.
But before we even poll on Drake and Kendrick, who is Mason? Who is Cameron? And after that, vote on who won round one, Drake or Kendrick? And I'm taking Kendrick. Just to reiterate, I'm not taking sides, but round one, I'm taking Kendrick. I think he rapped harder, and I think he had better lines. The timing was appropriate, and I'm looking forward to Drake's response. That's all I'll say. Oh, okay, so before we even get out of here, one last thing, all right? The J. Bryson Podcast Instagram page put up a poll, and the question was, which era was tougher, the 90s or now? And who do you think won that poll?
Now.
The 90s won. 67%. We don't have to debate. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, but like, what is that poll, brother?
What do you mean? The question?
Where was the poll asked?
It was asked on the J. Bryson podcast.
Oh, come on.
It's official.
Let me see. All right.
Do you see what I see?
I thought you had like a CNN poll.
Oh, no, this is our poll. This is the only poll that matters. Is there anything else that you got to say before we close this shit out? For the millionth goddamn time.
Before we pull the plug?
Yeah, it was about 2 hours right now. This is the longest podcast in history.
Started ooping.
Ooping?
Getting out of pocket. OOP. Ooping.
Oh, out of pocket. Yeah. We're Hurley guys. Of course you get out of pocket sometimes.
We're early guys. Of course we're ooping. Of course we're gooning.
We're powerful, God. Gooning? I'm so happy I learned gooning.
I'm Big AJ. What the fuck, Bryson? That was one of the topics. Did we talk about him already? Big AJ and Big Justice? Boomer,
yeah, we fucking completely called them fat fucks.
Oh, shit. You see, this has gone too long. We've barefooted.
See, we barefooted too hard.
Socks are way off.
Nobody's got a sock in
you
sight.
You need to play mask off, but replace it with sock. Just go,
fuck it,
sock
mask off.
Fuck it, sock off.
All right. I look like I'm crying. Earl Hatcher.
Talk about something traumatizing right now.
Who?
I said talk about something like traumatizing right now. I was going to say use the tools to your advantage. Like,
the first memory that I have.
Oh, don't. The first bad memory was when.
I
was going to give you my first memory of life.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
I mean, I feel like I may have said this on this
Jay's
podcast
first
before.
Memory of life.
Now tell us.
Jay Bryson's trauma.
Tell us when your consciousness.
I don't know if this is bad, but.
Want to watch The Matrix? Tell us when your consciousness spawned in.
Matrix 4 was trash. What? One of my what?
When your consciousness spawned in. When your soul entered your body. Tell us when.
My sixth birthday, back when camcorders were a thing.
You have no memories before six?
No.
You know what? A lot of people have trouble remembering their childhood.
Before six?
All right.
What do you remember
six
before
was
six?
First grade, right? Six, seven, eight.
Maybe,
nine,
maybe it was five. It might have been five.
No, six is first grade.
Because first grade seems late.
You don't? Do you ever remember going to preschool? Just the
vision. Yeah, I do.
So you—that's a memory.
Okay, you're right.
You're
right.
The vision of preschool. Remember being in your home before preschool, before you were enrolled in school.
No.
I bet you do.
I don't know. I would have to sit down and think.
Your room growing up. When you were in preschool, what did your room look like?
I don't know.
What did your room look like when you were in preschool?
A bunch of bullshit. Like bowls, everything.
Bowls, everything?
Yeah.
I had like fucking horses on the wall. It was so stupid.
Me and
my brother shared a room and we had bunks.
Oh, I had a bunk bed by myself.
Really? Were you bottom or top though?
Top. I fucked with the top.
Whoa! I was a top kid.
Boo, boo, boo!
Because,
boom,
I felt like
or
a boss.
Doom. What were you going to boom or doom on this episode?
The Kendrick diss.
Another poll. Was Kendrick's diss a boom or a doom?
We're Kendrick guys.
Of course we say boom.
God damn it, we're over 2 hours. All right, we got to close this now.
Our shocks are way off.
We were way off.
Yeah, we're acting dumb.
The pod community needs us, I think.
I don't know if the world would spin the same without us.
But I hope that we got down to the deep, deep.
You want to go deeper?
No, I think we got as deep as we could. Pause. And we'll get deep on the next one. Okay. we got Benny Wavy coming through.
Nice, nice, nice.
Benny's going to come through. He's going to let us know about
Beacon.
Beacon is out. It's streaming. And as well as Highlight Reel, we also talked about... what else? Is there anything else we got
to
get off here?
Shout out to the Jay Bryson podcast.
And the staff.
Click all the links in the bios and do everything that S instructed.
Please.
Go to Offworld CJ's Instagram and buy his merch.
We need...
Check out his video on YouTube of him and Trapland Pat. Go listen to his new album, Highlight Reel. It's got...
Please.
Jay Bryson. It's got Double Entendre. It's got Kill Jasper. It's got Trapland Pat. It's got a bunch of Offworld CJ. And just stay tuned for more. I've got stuff in the works right now. I've been cooking up lately. I've just been having fun with it. And
how's it feel to be a month in?
It feels good. Feels good. I wasn't sure what I was expecting for my first album, but I will say this. I am happy and I am...
What's the next one?
Enjoying the process. And yeah, don't ask me that.
What's the inspiration?
What's your next drum? Next feat.
Who's your next feature? But thank you for listening if you got this far. And if you have gotten this far and you're not... Yeah, I know.
No, I know you're talking about.
I mean, well, honestly, if you are listening, future CJ, if you're listening to this currently, thank you.
Hi, future CJ, what's up?
It counts for the stats.
What's up, pal?
I don't give a fuck. It counts for the stats.
If I'm ever really drunk, I will leave notes in my phone for about future CJ.
What is the likelihood, before we get out of here...
Before we get out of here, you've said that like 10 times.
When you're on the barefoot, what's the scale of 1 to 10 that you're likely to text a
broad? Naked,
so
bad.
To speak.
It's bad. That's another reason why I don't like to drink a whole lot.
Do you whack off to like hold that off?
No, don't say whack off. Do I text chicks more than I should off the barefoot? Yeah, I do.
We do. Can we be blamed? Is it going to happen tonight?
It's in our DNA, obviously.
Will it happen tonight?
Nah.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will. Now, is it bad if it's a girl that you... All right, we shouldn't be talking about this. Thank you for tuning in to episode 57, the last episode of the Jay Bryson podcast. And we hope that you enjoyed the last one as CJ holds out. And I'm just joking. We got Benny Wavy coming through. And I think that's it. Go hip hop, man.
You fucking hoppers.
And keep get through the week. If you don't call off, keep working through it. It's going to be all right.
Call off.
That's good advice.
It's a jab.
It's not a jab. If anything, it's a jab at myself.
Oh, Sal.
But that's it for me. Till next time.
Hey, let me do an outro now.
All right.
Everybody.
You're about to make me bleep some shit.
You're like, all right.
No, I want to hear it.
All right.
Do you want me to leave?
What?
Do you want me to leave?
No. Stop, dude. Stop making me laugh, you shit fuck.
Shit bag.
Shit bag. You shitty shit. Thank you all for tuning in, especially you crazy brain Corey. I know you're
facts.
Listening.
You facts.
Are the, he's are the man.
He's the one that says it should be longer.
CBC, CBC. We are going to send him a shit ton of clips. Just tag him out the ass.
Honestly, I asked him if he wanted to be on the podcast. He was like, absolutely. I think he'd be a great guest.
Come
because
on down.
Because we're like the same age and shit. We would love to, like, we would have a blast talking about this.
Nah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. He fucks with our music, and I fuck with that.
True supporter.
Yeah, true
close
supporter.
It
it's true. It's rare to find true supporters in the local scene.
Fuck him. He knows that. Not fuck him, but you know what I mean. Close it out, goddammit.
What I was
shout
saying,
out to CBC.
What I was saying is thank you all for attending the podcast. Thank you for listening. Yo, come on, let me close, damn it. What I was saying was thank you all for coming to the podcast. This has been another episode with Jay Bryson and Offworld CJ. As usual. Highlight reel. Out now. Bye. My merch.
I stand.